Good morning and welcome, everyone. It is the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting for Friday, February 7th, 2020. We got a busy day today, and it's raining, so it's a good thing we're inside doing business here. So we're going to start with the first item is a housekeeping order. Under Agenda Item 5, the Lands 2020 issue, it does state it is a decision. It is not a decision. It is a briefing and public comment. And so we'll go to commissioner discussion. So any commissioner comments or discussion this morning? Commissioner Smith.
Yeah, just more or less just an observation, I think. Several of us were talking last night that last year was the 25th anniversary of the department, and I thought I recollected having a conversation about a year and a half ago, about we were going to do something for that. That was a good news story. That, and rather than reacting to the in our press releases, reacting to news, we were going to set the bar and have some good news. And I guess it skipped my mind because now the 25th anniversary is come and gone, and I don't remember anything happening about it. So it's just an observation that I think it was an opportunity lost for having some positive news about what we have done over 25 years. But maybe it's yet to come, so I don't know. It's just maybe it's the 26th anniversary.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. Any other commissioner comments on the left? Any on the right? Seeing none, we will move on to meeting minute approval. The first one I see here would be the Wolf Committee. Commissioner Thorburn, are you ready for that?
Oh, okay. So committee reports.
What did I say?
You said minute meeting reports.
I'm sorry. Committee reports.
Committee.
Thank you for the correcting.
So yes, the Wolf Committee met yesterday. We all the committee members were there, and staff from the wildlife program, and we had also public in attendance. We do our agenda. We have a committee staff discussion of the agenda, and then invite public if there's any time at the end of the meeting. The main discussion that we had is, I think most people know, we're moving forward with the process of the post-recovery wolf plan, and we have started, we've completed scoping on that. We've started in the committee a discussion of whether or not we want to put forward to the commission or recommend some sideboards as the scoping is turned into alternatives as the plan is developed. Our approach yesterday was to be inclusive and not exclusive. We haven't yet seen the results of the scoping, so we were presenting ideas that we want to make sure are included as alternatives rather than say we don't want this on the table as an alternative. It was a nice discussion. The next item was the just an update on where we are with the periodic status report that we're looking at sometime late next year. And there really isn't a whole lot going on. That's the next step is to do the science, and that actually is being contracted with UW. Then we also talked about wolf update, and we've got one bill before the legislature that's related to wolves, and we also, unfortunately, just received a report on a depredation earlier this week. And so And that was in the staff has determined that was probably in the Grouse Flats pack, which has had previous depredations. And it's been pretty well investigated. It was a confirmed wolf. It was also investigated whether or not the wolf was part of the pack. It seems that it was. So we got an update on that. I think that even those of us who think a lot about wolves and tend to think of depredations more as a grazing season turnout time, and here's one happening midwinter. It is a problem year-round, and that's kind of a reminder that we take from that report. We also asked for public comment, and it kind of related to the scoping discussion, had a really important suggestion that as we move forward with wolf recovery, once it happens, there are related laws regarding domesticated wolves and wolf dogs as exotic animals. Currently, they're not in that statute. It has to do with management of wolves as wildlife versus domesticated. There are laws that prohibit wildlife from being domestic animals in this state, but we had some discussion about whether this needs to be considered as we move forward with wolves being delisted. Something that we appreciate this being brought forward because it hadn't occurred to us to think about. So that's the wolf report, unless anybody wants to add anything.
Do you want to do your wildlife?
Sure. Yeah. The Wildlife Committee met this morning. All committee members, staff, and attendance. We also had several people from the public who attended. Again, we went through the agenda, and there was a little time at the end to invite public to participate. The agenda started with a discussion of something that's on our agenda tomorrow, which is hunting contests. And we sort of had a brief sort of background, and most of our discussion was whether the committee is going to come forward with a recommendation about how we proceed, which we will tomorrow when this is on the agenda. Next, we talked about we hear periodically from constituents ideas about alterations to our traditional weapons, archers and muzzle loaders. And these are set as separate seasons since they tend to be less effective than modern firearms. Hunters who choose to use these weapons are given separate seasons to provide them with opportunity. But there are means to modernize these weapons, and this discussion comes up periodically. We usually take a look at these issues when we do the major rule changes, which is every 3 years for hunting. This was an opportunity to have a sort of background discussion about this modern versus traditional and how we handle the process. We spent quite a bit of time agenda setting. We've got a lot of things that we've thought about that we want to put on our plate, things that we as the committee need to look at, and also things that we'll eventually be bringing to the commission. I don't know whether it was too early in the morning or whatever, but nobody wanted to comment. So, and that's the Wildlife Committee, unless anybody wants to add anything.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Thorburn. The other committee meeting we had yesterday was a very good, well-attended Fish Committee meeting. And Commissioner McIsaac has insisted on doing the minutes. And so I think it was two meetings ago, Commissioner Kehoe was kind enough to help. So next month, Commissioner Graybo gets to do the minutes. So we can spread it around the committee a little bit. Commissioner McIsaac, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your interpretation of my resistance on that. So, the Fish Committee did meet yesterday. An agenda was handed out that I think is published on our website as well. All Fish Committee members were present. The tally was 14 members of the public. Commissioners Anderson, Thorburn, Baker, and Linville attended the meeting in at least some portion. There were about a dozen staff members present, and our legal counsel, Joe Panesco, was also present. Four agenda items. The first was Baker Lake Sockeye. The members of the public have been closely following this issue since the agenda item in Bellingham. And a meeting that had been planned to discuss the allocation issues was canceled due to attendance problems of, I think, one of the tribes. Mr. Warren was going to meet, announced that he was going to meet with the tribe soon, and the public asked that no run size be agreed to until the allocation issues are addressed. The second issue was the Willapa Bay Comprehensive Review update, and the staff announced that they were about 50% through the completion of the comprehensive review document and analysis. There would be an internal review period that would take that to the month of May. They asked that the commission presentation on this be moved from the meeting in Aberdeen, the end of July, 1st of August, to the September meeting in Olympia. So that's something we'll have to make note of on our year at a glance when we get to our future meeting planning. There was some discussion about public comment on this comprehensive review so that that would be taken and be made available to the commission so they could understand what the affected folks think about the comprehensive review. And the staff indicated that that might occur, that the public review process might occur in late July and early August, again, focusing so that the commission would hear that public review when they took the document. The third agenda item was Willapa Bay 2020 guidance. This was an agenda item preview. There are two items for commission decision on this agenda item later today. One is the Fall Chinook Hatchery egg take disposition to do strictly as what is in the policy or to do something different. The second issue is 2020 fishery specifics. The staff is asking for commission guidance, has been the case the past 2 years. At the Fish Committee meeting, there was public testimony on both of these matters, and the commission should expect that there would be more public comment on this agenda item later today. The Fish Commission or Fish Committee did not discuss the staff recommendations very much and wanted to defer until today's agenda item. On the Columbia River Policy Review Next Steps issue on the Fish Committee, that was the fourth and final one. There's a Fish Commission, a full commission, excuse me, agenda item later today that shows two items. One is a report from our director on the task he was delegated at the January Commission meeting,